to picks again. Good morning, Rabbi Sai. Our limud today of halacha is as a schus refuah for Yosef Dov Ben Chayla, Hishtav Refuah Shlema Bekor B'Sar Shoch Oile Yisrael. So now we get on to two of the other diukim that we have in the posuk. We said it could have said Lois Hasam Halacha Chutz Me'achilo. That could have been the total. That would have been enough. Yeah, or Rak Achilo, or some expression that would say that all malachas are osa, except those malachas associated with food. But the pasuk is very verbose. It says, "Ach asher ochel l'chol nefesh," everything which will be food for any soul. Hu levadoi, he itself, that itself, yosa lochem, shall be done for you. So there are lots of extra words there, and we darshan them. So yesterday we learned about l'chol nefesh. Though it says she ochel l'chol nefesh, and we speak always about yontov, about the heta of ochel nefesh. Why don't we speak about the heta of oichel, of food? So if we said oichel nefesh, it has to be, in order to be mutter on yontov, it has to be a dova hashova l'chol nefesh, something that is generally accepted as an oineg, something that's generally accepted. And we discussed this today, there's this debate, for instance, as an example, about whether or not smoking on yontov is a dova hashova l'chol nefesh, is a pleasure that would be acceptable to all people or not. If it's not a Vashova Chol Nefesh, then the smokers wouldn't be allowed to smoke on Yom Tov. And again, it depends and it moves with the times, because once upon a time it was a lot more acceptable, today it's less acceptable. Again, some people would say today it is a pleasure, but we don't do it. We refrain ourselves from that pleasure because we believe there are health issues. But otherwise, maybe there would be many, many more million smokers. If it was a healthy thing to do, there would probably be many more million smokers because people would appreciate it. Okay, that was l'chol nefesh. That was yesterday's shiur. Now let's go on to the next one. Hu levado yeyose lochem is something that we learnt. Yeah, at the diuk. Yeah, hu levado yeyose. It could have said that cooking is allowed. Was this a yeyose lochem? So again, Chazal darshan from that, and we learnt this before. Pesach, when we had discussion about inviting goyim to eat at your meal on Yom Tov and cooking and preparing and doing malachas for a non-Jew. For instance, people invite people who are on the derech, non-Jews who are on their way to becoming geirim, and they need to sit with Jewish families, and they need to learn about halachas, and they need to live with Jewish families, and they want to attend the Seder, and they want to attend the Shabbos and the Yom Tov meal. I've got two coming tomorrow morning, but Shabbos is never a problem. Because Shabbos you don't cook, but on Yom Tov you're going to cook. And on Yom Tov, are you allowed to cook for a non-Jew? And we remember the discussion about whether or not somebody who'd invited an elderly lady to the Seder for on Pesach, and she wanted to bring a carer with. Yeah, again, are you allowed to serve? Are you allowed to feed the carer? Are you allowed to cook for the carer? Are you allowed to invite a carer? Etc. So we had all this. We learned hu levado yose lochem. Chazal learned lochem v'loy la'akum, that you're allowed to cook for a Jew on Yom Tov and not for an Akum, lochem v'loy liklovim, and you're not allowed to cook for animals on Yom Tov either. Again, discussion, if it's your private pet rather than a general animal, does klovim mean a non-Jewish animal, if you like, something that doesn't belong to you, but the animal that you're responsible for? Again, that these are all things that I'm just giving an example, just trying to explain that every word in the pasuk gets darshan by Chazal. And then the most important thing, probably, as one of the principles is as all the public speakers like to speak about, the juxtaposition of this pasuk with the next pasuk. The hemshech Chazal learnt that we're going to continue this pasuk, and we're going to say as follows: Ach asher yochel l'chol nefesh, hu levado yeyose lochem. That food preparation is going to be mutter on Yom Tov. But which food preparation? How far back are we going to go? Are we going to go back all the way to sowing a crop on Yom Tov because that's food preparation? At what stage are we going to say that malachas are osa and malachas are mutter? So Chazal darshan that there is this association between this pasuk and the next one. The next pasuk says Ushmartem es hamatzos, the idea of matzo shmuro. Now we think in terms of matzo shmuro, we reckon that there's a regular matzo which is in the green box, and that's only shmuro mishas lisho. That means that the protection from chometz starts from the point when you mix the flour with water. And what we call Shemura Matzah, which is the red box, or whatever it happens to be, matzo shemuro, they call mishas katsiro. That already mishas katsiro, there were rabbis traveling on the combine harvesters and making sure that the harvesting takes place on a day when and in a period when it's very, very dry. And then all the wheat is guarded from that point onwards until the lisha as well, and until forever, if you like, that it never becomes... it can never become in contact with water. And then the first time it comes in contact with water, we know it's been absolutely dry since the day it was cut. That's what we call matzah shemura. But min ha-Torah, ushmartem es ha-matzos, a kosher matzah, you have to guard all matzahs, says the Torah, mitzvah ha-seh, ushmartem es ha-matzos, guard all matzahs, whether they're being used on Seder night for the mitzvah of matzah, or whether they're being used to eat generally during the rest of Yom Tov. All matzahs min ha-Torah have to be matzah shmura, ushmartem es ha-matzos. Novos, shmura, mishas, lisho, ve-eilech, is called matzah shmura. In other words, there isn't matzah shmura and not matzah shmura. There is all matzah shmura. Some of it is from the point of view of the kneading. From the start point of the kneading onwards is matzah shmura min ha-Torah. And then there's an extra chumra, an extra protection. We pay money in order to buy the matzah shmura, which is a machmir that even from the point when it was reaped, even from the point when the matzah, when the wheat was cut, that we go back and we have shmura matzahs which go back there, and therefore some people have shmura matzahs, what we call shmura matzahs mishas katsiro, throughout Yom Tov. They're very, very machmir. Some people are very, very machmir to have shmura mishas katsiro only for Seder night, because I'm being mekayim a mitzvah say of be'erev toichlu matzos. And some people, I don't know whether, there are probably people as well who even on Seder night, at night, they eat matzah shmura only mishas lisho. Yeah. You know, today things have changed, but I'm sure that once upon a time, and I'm sure there are many homes throughout Klal Yisrael, where they have matzah mishas lisho, and the yotzah, the mitzvah matzah, it is matzah shemura, as far as the Torah is concerned. So Chazal said that when the Torah gave me this heter, the Torah first told me, lo yisaseh melocha, you can't do melocha on Yom Tov. Then the Pasuk says, bat acha sheyeochel lechol nefesh, that oichel nefesh is going to carry with it a heter. From what point onwards, at what point do I say that oichel nefesh melochas are muta? Mishas lisho ve'eilech. The pasuk continued into ishmartem es ha-matzos, in the same thing as shmira of matzos starts from the point of view of lisho onwards. Therefore, lisho ve'eilech. Why? So Chazal understood, because that's the sort of thing that people do very, very close to the achila. In other words, I'm allowed to prepare food on Yom Tov, but I can't do things that could be done, and this is the principle. The principle is I cannot do things on Yom Tov which could have been done just as well on Erev Yom Tov, where there's no loss to doing it on Yom Tov. So, for instance, we have a Mishnah. Everybody knows the Mishnah. We all learnt in Be'or, I think it's Perek Gimel, Ein Sodin Dogim in Abibrin. You cannot go fishing on Yom Tov. I can't go fishing on Yom Tov. I can't go to the river or go to the sea and get fresh fish, even though fresh fish is better than yesterday's fish. And in those days, it was hot outside, and they didn't have fridges, and they didn't have ways of keeping the fish. And even I think today, I'm not sure, but I imagine that if you ask a fishmonger, maybe yesterday's fish is still, even with all the ice and with all the storage facilities that we have nowadays, yesterday's fresh fish is not the same as today's fresh fish. And therefore I would have thought that that might be a melocha, says Chazal. No, the fishing you could have done yesterday. You then put it in a goldfish bowl. There were people who used to buy fresh carp. Yeah, they used to buy fresh carp and store it in the bath. Yeah, so the catching of it, you can do. The killing of the fish, that you do on Yom Tov, that you're allowed to do. And the Gemara says that shechita is mutter on Yom Tov. You're allowed to shecht on Yom Tov. Why? Because yesterday's meat is not going to be as good as today's meat. But maybe today it will be different. Maybe today it will be different if yesterday's meat was as good, actually as good, as today's meat, then I wouldn't have a heter to do that melacha on Yom Tov. So we're learning from Ushmartem es ha-matzos, Mishas Lisho ve'eilech, which is... Mishas Lisha from the point of Lisha Ve'elich and onwards. That means an upwards from Lisha, from mixing the dough, to putting it in the tin, to putting it in the oven, to taking it out of the oven. Afio is Mutter on Yom Tov. Shechita is Mutter on Yom Tov, because the Gemara says that if you shecht yesterday, then till today it's already starting to go off. It's already a bit Masriach. You're allowed to, as I said, you can have fresh fish. That's not a problem. But the catching of the fish could have been done earlier. And therefore, for instance, somebody who says, so any malocha that you could have done before Yom Tov, and there is no loss in value, if you like, there's no loss in quality, then we will not be allowed to do that malocha on Yom Tov. But if it's something that could have been done just as easily and just as well before Yom Tov, then we don't have the heter of Oichel Nefesh. So those are principles. Now, I don't know where the speaker is, but just to give you the three principles which you need to bear in mind when we're talking about which malochas are mutter on Yom Tov. Malocha of Oichel Nefesh is mutter on Yom Tov. The malocha of carrying, Ha'avora, Hoitzah and Ha'avora. Three categories, if you like. Chazal learn it all out from Psukim and from Sforos, etc., etc. Three things. Oichel Nefesh, preparation of food, is allowed. Carrying, you don't need an Erev on Yom Tov. Right? Carrying is Mutter on Yom Tov. And the other thing that's Mutter on Yom Tov is lighting of a flame. Havora, Hoitzah, and Oichel Nefesh, those are your three principal categories. We will be able to look at them individually. Oichel Nefesh, we've already explained, is the preparation of food, the immediate preparation of food, that which I need on Yom Tov to provide fresh food on Yom Tov. That is one. No? Don't know. Okay, and then that's one category, and then Hoitzah and Havora. Now, where do we get Hoitzah and Havora from?
From an existing flame.
Oh, well, that's something that we have to discuss. We mentioned that, I think, a couple of days ago. So if Havora is Mutter on Yom Tov, why is it only Mutter from an existing flame? Why am I not allowed to strike a match in Yom Tov? I don't remember that. I haven't prepared yet. Okay, so later we'll work it out. I don't know if anybody here remembers why if Havora is Mutter on Yom Tov. But what's the principle behind it? The principle is, for instance, when we say Hoitzah is Mutter on Yom Tov, Hoitzah was Mutter on Yom Tov because of Oichel Nefesh. If I want to go, if I haven't got an ingredient and I need to go to my neighbour in order to get the ingredient, or I'm going to eat somewhere and I want to take them a cake, or whatever it is, I want to take supplies from one place to the other, that's mamash melechas oichel nefesh, to carry in the street, in a rishus harabim, in order to take food from one place to the other, ingredients, finished food, whatever it is. We've got this rule of mitoich shehutro letzorech, hutro nama shaloi letzorech. Which means that once a malocha has been mutter, l'tzoyach oichel nefesh, Chazal said, you can also allow the same category of malocha. Once carrying is allowed, then carrying is allowed even not for oichel nefesh. Right? Mitoich shehutra l'tzoyach shalam shalotzach. Which means, if I'm allowed to carry in the streets in order to bring, food from one place to the other, I'm also allowed to carry in the streets in order to take my keys, right? To go to shul and to take my keys and to come home and to bring my keys, etc., will be allowed, and other things like that as well. The condition is it has to be, when it says shaloi letzorech, that's a bit of a misnomer. When it says shaloi letzorech, there has to be a tzorech yom tov. There has to be some need for yom tov. I can't carry my keys in my pocket. In order that I'm going to use those keys, I'm going to use those keys tomorrow. This is the big problem that I think Shimon mentioned to me. If you're going to shul in the afternoon of the first day Yom Tov, and you've got your keys in your pocket, so you're taking your shoes, you're taking your
keys. Second day Yom Tov as well.
What?
Second day Yom Tov
as well. If you're going to shul before Nacht and you're taking your keys in your pocket and you don't need them till after Nacht for the second day Yom Tov in order to let yourself into your house or until Motzi Yom Tov, when you're going home, and that's where you need your keys on the way home. So is that called a toy? What?
2 minutes,
good. So that'll be the Shaila. Is that called a toy Yom Tov? And again, we spoke about the Tashlich booklets. We spoke about the Tashlich booklets, right? I go to Tashlich on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, and I say Tashlich at the river, and I've got a Tashlich booklet for which I now have no use whatsoever until next year Rosh Hashanah. I'm not going to use it for anything else. Okay, sometimes you get them as a souvenir to Chasna, it'll have benching in the back. I might use it for benching in Alamichio. But I don't need this Tashlich anymore. So the only reason why I need to take it home is because I want it next year. Chazal, there's someone to say that if I'm scared, it's going to get spoiled, it's going to end up in the river, Goyim are going to take it, it'll be cleared up and put in a dustbin. Is that called already a Tzorech Yontov? But they all say, though, it would be better to take your machza than to take a special Tashlich booklet. Take your machza, and then when you get back to shul, you can use your machza for mincha, for mariv, you can learn mishnayos from it, you can bench from it, all the other things that you can do with a machza. Yeah? What? Now, Mariv is going to be the same problem. Yeah? If I don't need it until Mariv, from Tashlich until Mariv later, but hopefully maybe I can use my machza for something else. And again, there's probably more chashash of leaving a machza behind than just leaving a booklet behind in terms of the money, the value.
In the machzor, there's things to learn.
You can learn mishnayos. You can say tehillim on the back. You can look at tomorrow's lining, whatever it is. So they say a machzor would be better. But the point really is as follows: hoitzor is mutter, havora is mutter. Right? I'm allowed to light candles. Yeah, there's a shaila: is candles oichel nefesh? And this is the big debate that they've had in recent years, which is there are many people who have a minig that they light yahrzeit candles, 24-hour candles, on the day when there's yizkah. So if we have Yizkah, let's say, on Achron Shel Pesach, then on the night, on the day of Yizkah, they got two parents, they will light a 24-hour candle. Is that called a Tzorech Yom Tov, to light a Yahrzeit candle on the day of Yizkah, Le'el Nishmas, your parents? Yeah? So there's a Shaila. I know my parents used to do it, and there are many, many people who do it. Some people, Tanya, today, you also do it, yeah? But there are some people telling today like this. So it's so easy, and it costs so little to buy a 2-day candle.
That's right.
Yeah?
I took a 3-day candle.
You take a 3-day candle, right. You can buy a 2-day candle, you can buy a 3-day candle, and you can light it on Chol HaMoed, and it will burn through the Yizkah as well. So therefore, do you have to do it on Yom Tov? I've got an easy alternative. I can avoid the Shaila. Maybe it's a good idea. I'm not pasking halachas. You can ask your local rabbi if you can light a Yahrzeit candle on the last night of Yom Tov. But in principle, there are easy ways of getting around it. So maybe you can avoid the Shaila if you don't want to ask it.
Started at Hoey, Northwest London, Friday, Lag BaOmer, Yud Ches Iyar, 33rd day of the Omer, 16th of May, Admon Vaditschke, Marino Rav, Zalman Roth, Shlita, Misas Tamilia, Rabbi Akiva, How. This week's Torah has been sponsored by Nishmat Moraz Chayas, Sorah Basra, Isaac Yitzchak, Kulel, Shalom, Lishchus, Hashvim, Vachaylim, Bamil Chamosh, Shachzul, Vatayim, Lishalom, Bim Heiro.
Firstly, very sincere apologies. Clearly, it's a good share because the Atzor tried everything. And I got stuck on the road with my car. Apologies. I'll be makatzer, and Beis Shem, maybe we'll come back and continue, because there's a lot to be said on the subject. Chazal tell us, in Yevum Azav Samach Bais, 12,000 zugin talmidim hoile Rav Akiva, 12,000 peers, so to say 24,000. The killer maisi, and they all were nifted by Perek Echod in a short period, ipnei shel nohagu kuvad zeh lezeh. Tune, we learned in the Braise, Kila Maisi me Pesach vada Tzeres. They all went from Pesach and Tzeres. Omer Reb Chama bar Abbe, and some say Reb Chia bar Oven, Kila Maisi Misiru, they all died a bad death. Mahi, what's a bad death? Omer Reb Nachman, Asker. Okay. Asker. Now we know elsewhere, Asker is some form of choking, internal asphyxiation, some sort of not very nice death. This is all that we know from the Gemara about the Misa of Rav Akiva. It's one of the sources in the Rishonim of Rav Talmidim. And for generations, the question always was, aside from this single mention in Yevumas, you would almost ask yourself, just to give a mushal, after the terrible events of October 7th, so some advocates of Israel in America tried to give an example. They said the equivalent of 1,500 people being killed in one day is in the US the same as like 25,000 people. It puts it into proportion to understand by comparison to the population. So now I ask you, this is the generation after the Churban. The Yishuv in Eretz Yisrael is very depleted. 24,000 Talmidim dying in a matter of a few days, effectively. Where is it mentioned elsewhere? Like, why isn't there like numerous Chazals regarding that besides for two lines? This should have been momentous. I don't want to give Chaluchas examples in our day, but use your own imagination to understand what that would mean when Yeshiva gets wiped out in days. So it seems almost like such a massive point in history. Where is it mentioned? We are blessed that we have Igeres of Shirigun. So the Kehilah in Kirwan wrote a lengthy letter to Rav Shirigun, who was the premier Gun in Bovel, in Iraq, after the Arab conquest. It tends to be often that the last period, within a period, is which reaches the zenith. So Rav Shir and Rav Hai represent the height of the Gaonic period. Rav Shir lived 98 years old, Rav Hai was 99 or 100, so they bridged a very long period among the Gaonim. And they were asked the question that the Kehilah in Kirwan, which is a fledgling Kehilah, Kirwan is Northern Africa, so it's effectively where Tunis and Morocco is today, and they were asked questions about the history of Klal Yisrael. Rav Shir took his time, wrote a very lengthy letter, and came out everything that we know, the best source, anything that happened from the mission until his